last year was kind of an unusual flu season because it was so long and it had two different strains, a strain that was in the fall, and then later in the spring they got a whole different strain. So it extended it a little bit beyond what they typically see for the flu season. In fact, it was they called it record-breaking in the fact that it lasted longer than anything we've seen in the past decade as far as flu seasons go. So not that it was particularly harsh, it just was very long-winded as far as flu seasons. We can never really tell what it's going to be. They guess as best they can what strains they think it's going to be. So right now, what we have available for us in town are flu shots that contain four different strains of what they think are going to be the flu strains that are going to be most common. And then if you get your flu shot, it takes about 2 weeks to get the protection you're going to get from it. So you want to make sure you get it early on in the flu season, ideally, so that you've got a longer protection period. And then there's also the availability of the nasal spray for children, especially for those that are needle phobic. That's good for the little kiddos. And they just get a little squirt of liquid up their nose, and that helps protect them from the flu also. We're always looking at those that are most vulnerable from the flu. So those are going to be people that are young children and infants, pregnant women, and then the elderly that may have chronic conditions. They're going to be more susceptible to the flu and have worse outcomes from the flu. So,
I think I read that pregnant women can get the shot and it would actually protect their baby, even though you're not supposed to get a shot if you're a young infant. But they can get protection through the mom if she got it.
That is correct. And it's a great way to protect their infant before they're born and while they're in themselves while they're pregnant because they're vulnerable to it also. And then the family members that are going to be around that infant, if the baby's going to be born during the flu season, it's always a great idea for them to make sure they've gotten their flu shot too because the likelihood of being exposed to the flu from a family member is pretty high when you consider how close quarters we live in. So.
All right, so it sounds like earlier is better because then it can last you through the season. How do people get shots here in Petersburg?
They can go to the Petersburg Medical Center, Joy Janssen Clinic, Petersburg Public Health Center. We are only able to give the flu vaccine to those that are 29 and under typically at the Public Health Center. However, we're doing an emergency preparedness exercise that allows us to practice giving a large amount of vaccine or medication at one time. And so at that time, once a year, we're able to give the vaccine to those that are 30 and older also, and it's free, so there's no cost to get your flu shot that day. It's November the 14th from 3 to 5 up at the community gym. But any other time, if you're 30 years or older, we would encourage people to go to the Petersburg Medical Center Joy Janssen Clinic and get their flu shot. And it's very important, and it's never too late to get your flu shot. So don't feel like, oh, I didn't get it in October and it's February. Go ahead and get it. Get it as soon as you can. And if it happens to be in February, then you still get some protection from it. So,
the more people that are vaccinated, then the community is more insulated against the viruses.
Yeah, it definitely can help those that can't get the vaccine. There's some people that just can't get it because they may be allergic to the components of it or their immune system might not be strong enough to get it. So it helps everybody. It helps you, it helps your family, it helps your neighbors, it helps everybody. And there's also some other things that you can do to help protect yourself against the flu. Obviously, really good hand washing is critical for almost every infection, and that includes the flu. So just making sure that you're washing your hands. In the cases where you can't wash your hands with soap and water, you can use hand sanitizer, but ideally soap and water is the best. Making sure that if you've got a cough and you don't know if you have the flu, good cough etiquette. So coughing into your elbow is really, really good way to cough so that you're hopefully not spreading the droplets and it's going into your elbow versus out in the air where other people can breathe it in. If you're sick, staying home so that you're not spreading it to your coworkers or schoolmates or anybody else in the community. Those kind of things can help protect everybody from the flu.